Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and today we're Menachos Daf Ches, the first parak called Menachos. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. Mr. Dov Elias, with Zecher Nishmas, Mrs. Elias's father, Rav Moshe Horn, of Hashem, Rav Moshe Manes ben Yaakov Yitzchak. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, regarding Chavite Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol's mincha made of a nisaron of flour, divided in half, and brought in the morning and evening. Rav Yochanan says, "Ein kadosh l'chatzayin." It cannot be sanctified in halves in separate kelim, but must be placed together into one kli. Blazer says, "Matok shekrevel chatzayin kadosh l'chatzayin." Since it's offered in halves, it can be sanctified in halves. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Blazer should derive from the Kabbalah of Dam Chatas, whose requisite shear cannot be received in two kelim. For we find that Rabbi Elazar derives the laws of one carbon from another because he ruled that the kemitza inside the heicho is valid, shekemetzin basilk bazichin, because we find that with removing the spoons of the lavona of the lachem apanim, which serves as the kemitza. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Elazar derives the laws of one mincha from another, but not from the laws of dam. Rabbi Yochanan's source is a pasuk mincha machasisa, a mincha, half of it, teaching, hevi mincha ba'achacha chotzeu, bring the mincha whole and then have it. Two braises clearly teach to bring the Isaron whole, and according to Rabbi Elazar, that is a mitzvah, but it would be sanctified in halves as well. Point number two, Rav said, Mincha kadosh b'lo shemen, a mincha can be sanctified without oil, shekemet sinu b'lechem apanim, for so we find with the lechem apanim, where oil is not required. A mincha can be sanctified without lavona, for so we find with the minchas nesachim, which has no lavona. A mincha can be sanctified without oil or lavona, because a minchas chote has neither. Shemen can also be sanctified on its own based on the log shemen of a metzora. Lavona can be sanctified on its own based on the lavona found in the bezichin of the lechem apanim. Rabbi Chanina disagrees and requires all three ingredients, the flour, the shemen, and lavona, for sanctification. According to Rabbi Chanina, we must say that the reason the Isaron vessel was anointed was only to sanctify the minchas chote, but it would not sanctify any other flour by itself. Similarly, the log vessel was anointed only to sanctify the log shemen of a metzorah, but it would not sanctify any other oil by itself. And point number three, a Mishnah states that klei halach, vessels designated for fluids, sanctify liquids, and midos hayavish, measures designated for solids, sanctify solids. Klei halach are not mekadosh solids, and midos hayavish are not mekadosh liquids. Shmuel said this ruling only applies to midos, measures for liquids, but mizrakos, basins, which are used for liquids, are also mekadosh solids because the pasuk says about a basin and bowl, shnei meleim soas b'lu b'shemen l'mincha, both of them filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a mincha. This proves that Shmuel holds that flour alone, meaning solids, can be sanctified in a kli, like Rav. Rav Acham Medifti asks Ravina how this pasuk can prove that a mizra can be mekadosh solid since this mincha is liquid, since it's described as blula, mixed with oil. He answered, "Nizra el yavesh shaba." The pasuk is only necessary for the dry elements within the mincha, meaning some particles of flour inevitably did not become mixed into the oil and remain dry. Since they too become sanctified, we see that a mizra can be mekadosh dry solids. Alternatively, you can answer, "Mincha l'gabe dam ki yavesh damya." A mincha, even mixed with oil, is considered solid relative to blood, which is the normal usage of the mizrak. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, regarding Chavite Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol's mincha, made of a nisaron of flour, divided in half and brought in the morning and evening, Rav Yochanan says, Eina kadosh l'chatzayin, it cannot be sanctified in halves in separate kelim, but must be placed together into one kli. Blazer says, Matok shekrevel chatzayin kadosh l'chatzayin, since it's offered in halves, it can be sanctified in halves. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Elazar should derive from the Kabbalah of Dam Chatas, whose requisite shear cannot be received in two kelim. For we find that Rabbi Elazar derives the laws of one carbon from another because he ruled that the kemitza inside the heicho is valid, shekemetzin basilk bazichin, because we find that with removing the spoons of the lavona of the lachem apanim, which serves as the kemitza. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Elazar derives the laws of one mincha from another, but not from the laws of dam. Rabbi Yochanan's source is a pasuk mincha machasisa, a mincha, half of it, teaching, hevi mincha ba'achacha chotzeu, bring the mincha whole and then have it. Two braises clearly teach to bring the Isaron whole, and according to Rabbi Elazar, that is a mitzvah, but it would be sanctified in halves as well. Point number two, Rav said, Mincha kadosh b'lo shemen, a mincha can be sanctified without oil, shekemet sinu b'lechem apanim, for so we find with the lechem apanim, where oil is not required. A mincha can be sanctified without lavona, for so we find with the minchas nesachim, which has no lavona. A mincha can be sanctified without oil or lavona, because a minchas chote has neither. Shemen can also be sanctified on its own based on the log shemen of a Metzorah. Lavona can be sanctified on its own based on the Lavona found in the Bezichin of the Lechem Apanim. Rabbi Chanina disagrees and requires all three ingredients, the flour, the shemen, and Lavona, for sanctification. According to Rabbi Chanina, we must say that the reason the Isaron vessel was anointed was only to sanctify the Minchas Chota, but it would not sanctify any other flour by itself. Similarly, the log vessel was anointed only to sanctify the log shemen of a Metzorah, but it would not sanctify any other oil by itself. And point number three, a Mishnah states that klei halach, vessels designated for fluids, sanctify liquids, and midos hayavish, measures designated for solids, sanctify solids. Klei halach are not mekadosh solids, and midos hayavish are not mekadosh liquids. Shmuel said this ruling only applies to midos, measures for liquids, but mizrakos, basins which are used for liquids, are also mekadosh solids because the pasuk says about a basin and bowl, shnei meleim solas b'lu v'shemen l'mincha, both of them filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a mincha. This proves that Shmuel holds that flour alone, meaning solids, can be sanctified in a kli, like Rav. Rav Acha Medifti asks Ravina how this pasuk can prove that a mizra can be mekadosh solid since this mincha is liquid, since it's described as belula, mixed with oil. He answered, "L'nizra el yaveh shaba." The pasuk is only necessary for the dry elements within the mincha, meaning some particles of flour inevitably did not become mixed into the oil and remain dry. Since they too become sanctified, we see that a mizrak can be mekadosh dry solids. Alternatively, you can answer, mincha l'gabe dam ki yavish damya. A mincha, even mixed with oil, is considered solid relative to blood, which is the normal usage of the mizrak. All right, so now we get our siman daf ches, and our standard siman is challah, and we often use a baker in the siman. So here goes. The Kohen challah baker preparing a minchas chavitin for the Kohen Gadol by sanctifying the halves in two separate bowls, organizes flour, oil, and levos separately on the table, since they can be sanctified alone for various menachos, and next to the mizrak where he had sanctified solids as well. Once again, slow motion. The Kohen challah baker, that must be more in daf ches. The Kohen challah baker preparing a minchas chavitin for the Kohen Gadol by sanctifying the halves in two separate bowls, which reminds us, regarding the chavitin Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol's mincha made of an isaron of flour divided in half and brought in the morning and evening. Rav Yochanan says, in a kadosh l'chatzayin, it cannot be sanctified in halves in separate kelim, but must be placed together into one kli. Morazer says, mitosh shekrevel l'chatzayin, kadosh l'chatzayin. Since it's offered in halves, it can be sanctified in halves. So, the Kohen challah baker preparing a minchas chavitin for the Kohen Gadol by sanctifying the halves in two separate bowls, organizes flour, oil, and levona separately on the table, since they can be sanctified alone for various menachos, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas whether one can sanctify flour alone, shemen alone, or levona alone, or they must be sanctified together. So the Kohen challah baker preparing a minchas chavitin for the Kohen Gadol by sanctifying the halves in two separate bowls, organizes flour, oil, and lavona separately on the table, since they can be sanctified alone for various menachos, and next to the mizrak, where he had sanctified solids as well. Which reminds us, we learned that mizrakos can be mekadosh solids. Rav Acha Medifti asks Ravina how a pasuk can prove that a mizrak can be mekadosh solids, since this mincha is liquid, since it's described as belua, mixed with oil. He answered, the pasuk is only necessary for the dry elements within the mincha, meaning some particles of flour inevitably did not become mixed into the oil and remain dry. Since they too became sanctified, we see that a mizrak can be mekadosh dry solids. Alternatively, you can answer, mincha l'gabe dam ki yavish damya. A mincha, even mixed with oil, is considered solid relative to blood, which is the normal usage of the mizrak. So once again, the Kohen challah baker preparing a minchas chavitin for the Kohen Gadol by sanctifying the halves in two separate bowls, organizes flour, oil, and levona separately on the table, since they can be sanctified alone for various menachos, and next to the mizrak, where he had sanctified solids as well. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Dalet, so the simmer Daf Dalet is a Dalet Ador. So here goes. Next to the pasul menachas door, that must be on Daf Dalet, Dalet door. Next to the pasul menachas door, where a minchas chote and minchas kanos were left on the left side because they were brought lo l'shma, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that a minchas chote and minchas kanos performed shelo l'shma are invalid. So next to the pasul menachas door, where a minchas chote and minchas kanos were left on the left side because they were brought Lo Ishma. And the Minchas Omer brought Lo Ishma was left on the right side since it came to be much of the new grain, but didn't permit it, which reminds us, Rav said, Minchas Omer Shikmatza Shelo Ishma Psua. The Mincha of the Omer, whose Kmitza was performed Shelo Ishma, is completely invalid. Hoil Va'as Lahatev Lo Hitira. Since it came to permit the new grain and didn't permit it. Since the purpose of this mincha is to permit chadash, and it failed to do so since the carbon brought shelo ishma does not count for the obligation, it's pasul. So next to the pasul menachas door, where a minchas chot and minchas kanos were left on the left side because they were brought lo ishma, and a minchas omer brought lo ishma was left on the right side since it came to be matya the new grain, but didn't permit it. There was another door where one yorish entered to bring his late mother's ola, which is machaper, but another man was prohibited to come through with his late mother's chatas, since it's a makshir, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses makshirin versus machaprin regarding bringing a carbon after the owner's death. This is illustrated by a mission which teaches that if a woman gave birth, brought her chatas and died, her yorshim bring her ola, which is a machaper. However, if she instead brought her ola and died, her yorshim do not bring her chatas, which serves as a makshir to allow her to eat kachim. Daf hay, so the symbol for daf hay is hay, or haystack. So here goes. The two kohanim on a hayride. Hayride? That must be on daf hay, hay. The two kohanim on a hayride made from barley from the field the omer was cut from, who were arguing if the shirayim are eaten if the omer was brought shelo ishma, one saying you must wait for a new one to be brought, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says that a minchas ha-omer whose kmitza was performed shelo ishma is valid, but its remainder may not be eaten until another minchas ha-omer is brought and permits it, since the omer is brought from chadash, and the first omer did not permit chadash. So the two kohanim on a hayride made from barley from the field the omer was cut from, who are arguing if the shirayim are eaten if the omer was brought shelo ishma, one saying you must wait for a new one to be brought, and one saying it can be eaten as is, which reminds us, Rava says, that a minchas ha-omer whose kmitza was performed shelo ishma is kosher, and its shirayim may be eaten, and no other minchas ha-omer is required to permit it. He explains that shelo ishma intent is completely ineffective for the minchas ha-omer, because disqualifying intent is only affected by someone fit for the avodah, and only with something which is fit for the avodah, and only in a place which is fit for the avodah. The Gemara explains each phrase. So the two kohanim on a hayride made from barley from the field the omer was cut from, who were arguing if the shirayim are eaten if the omer was brought shelo ishma, one saying you must wait for a new one to be brought, and one saying it can be eaten as is, were being pulled by a treifa whose disqualification for a carbon cannot be learned out from his partner, the Baal Mum, which reminds us, a braisa darshans min ha-bakar from the cattle, hosias a treifa to exclude a treifa from being used as a carbon. The braisa asks that this should be derived from a kal v'chomer. Ma bal mum shmuteres lehedyot. If a blemished animal, which is permitted in consumption for a commoner, asur l'gvoa, is forbidden for the Most High, meaning as a carbon, then a treifa, which is forbidden in consumption for a hedyot, should certainly be forbidden as a carbon. The Gemara will begin a long discussion on the topic. Dav Vav, so the simmer Dav Vav is a sword because of Vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The sword, that must be more in Dav Vav. The sword that punctured the lung of an animal, making it a treifa and ineligible to be brought as a carbon, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three sources disqualifying treifa as a carbon and explains why each one was needed. So the swordsman that punctured the lung of an animal, making it a treifa and ineligible to be brought as a carbon, belonged to a czar swordsman who mistakenly did kmitza and returned the bowl to a kohen to redo, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokes about returning an improperly taken kometz to the kli to repeat the kmitza. So the sword that punctured the lung of an animal, making it a treifa and ineligible to be brought as a carbon, belonged to a czar swordsman who mistakenly did kmitza and returned the bowl to a kohen to redo, who told him that it would not be possible since the swordsman was already mekadesh the kmitza in a kli, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchok because the ben beser allows returning the kometz after being mekadesh it in a kli. Daf zayin, so the simon for daf zayin is kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun for the simon. So here goes. The obstacle training course for the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps. Armed guard? That must be on daf zayin, kli zayin, weapon, gun. The obstacle training course for the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps included returning an invalid kometz to the sign of the kli without intent to be mekadesh it by shaking it so it falls in, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how to return the invalid kometz to the original kli without being mekadesh it automatically. Since returning the kometz to the hole left by the kmitza act would be mekadesh it, the Gemara explains that he places the kometz at the side of the kli and shakes it, but nafal mamela, and it falls inside on its own, and it's considered as if a monkey returned the kometz, which is not mekadesh it, for even if intent is not required, a human act is required. So the obstacle training course of the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps included returning an invalid kumis to the side of the kli without intent to be mekadesh by shaking it, so it falls in, taking kamitza from a kli on the ground. Which reminds us, Rav Nachman asked Avimi how to perform kamitza and how to be mekadesh the kumis, and Avimi answered each time with this kli, which was on the ground, if it would be a kli shares. When asked if one could perform kamitza or be mekadesh the kumis with a kli on the ground, Avimi replied, I meant where a kohen lifted. However, Rav Sheshes and Rava both derive that kamitza can be performed from a kli on the ground from the fact that only four kohanim are necessary to remove the lechem apanim from the shulchan. So the obstacle training course for the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps included returning an invalid kumis to the side of the kli without intent to be mekadesh it by shaking it so it falls in, taking kamitza from a kli on the ground, and doing an invalid kamitza by dividing it into two kelim, all in under a minute, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses receiving the kometz, damchatas, or mechatas divided in two kelim. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which step do you, according to Rav Ashi, Rav Shimon validates a kometzah made l'shum marcheshes, not l'shum minchas marcheshes? That's on daf? Gimel. Good. Number two. Which daf do we know that Rav said that a minchas omer brought shalom l'shma is invalid since it failed to be matir? That's on daf? Dalad. Good. Number three. Which stuff do you learn that most menachos whose kmitza was shelo l'shman are valid and the remaining avoda must be l'shma? That's on daf? Beis. Good. Number four. Which stuff do you learn that mizrakos can be mekadesh solids? That's on daf? Ches. Good. Number five. Which stuff does Gemara bring a malchokas ben beser allows returning the kometz after being mekadesh it in a kli? That's on daf? Vav. Good. Number six. Which daf do we learn how to return the invalid kometz to the original kli without being mekadesh it automatically? That's on daf? Zion. Good. Number seven. Which daf does Gemara bring a malchokas whether one can be mekadesh flour alone, shemen alone, and lavona alone? That's on daf? Ches. Good. Number eight. Which daf do you discuss receiving the kometz or damchatas mechatas divided in two kelim? That's on daf? Zion. Good. Number nine. Which daf does Gemara bring a malchokas of chavit kohen gadol can become kadosh l'chatzain, sanctified in halves in separate kelim? That's on daf? Ches. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn why a treifa's disqualification as a carbon cannot be derived from a balmum? That's on daf? Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.